I started to get involved when my father was a member of the Hamilton Show Society, remembering that most of the members of the Hamilton Show Society, initially, when it was formed in 1952, were soldier settlers. And as their children became of reasonable age and were able to be helpful, they usually, as most farmer's sons do, follow their dads, which is exactly what I did, and thus got involved with the establishment of that very nice Hamilton Show sign down at Nareen. Between my father and myself, done the maintenance on it almost every year ever since.
So how many years would that be all up?
I'm not too sure how long ago the sign was put in, but it was put in as a consequence of the president of the Show Society at the time, 1966, a chap called, and a returned soldier called Jeff Boss Walker. He was president of the Show Society, and he had a great dream to establish a not just an agricultural show, but a wool show. And over a number of years, it actually gained national recognition and won some national prizes for the standard. And Jeff Boss Walker and the committee, in their wisdom, decided to incorporate it into any sort of advertising. And so when the sign first went up down at Nareen, the lettering said it had the profile of a ram, as it does now, and a bar underneath the ram. And the lettering was Hamilton Wool Show and the date underneath that. Since it's ceased being a wool show specifically, the word wool's been taken out, so the sign you see now is a modification of the original one.
Has its appearance, aside from that change in wording, has it changed much over the years?
No, not at all, Nick. It's kept its profile pretty well. It's only made out of not properly formed sandstone, so it's fairly flaky and delicate, but we just give it a good washing with a outdoor paint, and not too expensive paint, because it's got to be done fairly regularly. We probably don't do it enough, because as an aside to the establishment of the Hamilton Show sign, of course, permission had to be gained from various agencies, not the least of which was the local council, for putting erecting a sign, and also the state body that was in charge of signage in those days, called the Scenery Preservation Board. Not too sure whether they still exist these days, probably under another handle. But anyway, they actually vetoed putting the sign there on the hill in that form, for the ridiculous reason that it was going to deface the landscape. Now, I had to take issue with that, because I think, in fact, it enhances the landscape rather than detracts from it. But anyway, that's a matter for the eye that's beholding the sign.
John, over the years, you're saying that each time you refresh it, and it gets a fresh coat to make it stand out a bit. Aside from that, does it need much maintenance or looking after?
Letter changing, of course, to bring it up to date for the particular year and the day the show is going to be held. And now, with the advent of appropriate chemicals, it has to be sprayed. Just depends on the season, but at least twice anyway, and we just do it with a knockdown spray Roundup.
So do you have a few helpers who take care of it?
When it comes to the paint job, we do. Just changing the sign is, you know, only a half hour's job, and spraying's not much more. So it's only the stonework, when that's got to be painted, that we call on help wherever we can get it, either within the Show Society or agencies now like the Men's Shed, or even Rural Youth have come on board this year and helped out.
John, I'm curious, so many people during the course of a year must pass by that sign and have a look at it. Do a lot of people, you know, talk to you about it, or talk to the Show Society? Do you get a lot of tourists who stop and take pictures?
No, I don't think we get a lot of feedback. We don't invite feedback, but we certainly listen to any we do get. And I have to say, there are more people stop on the roadside to take a photograph of it than you would care to imagine, because I travel the road pretty frequently, and the little hire and drive car usually stops and takes a photograph.
It's something that I think has probably become a bit of a labour of love. I'd hesitate to use the phrase, though, at times, it being a millstone around your neck, because, as you say, it probably doesn't take that much maintenance. Is there a kind of, though, a little bit of a sense of pride when you drive past and see it?
Human nature being what it is, Nick, yes, I'd have to say that. But and that gives you a lot of satisfaction. I suppose that's the motivation for sticking with the job for as long as it's been done.
Over the years, rural shows have had their ups and downs, but there's that enormous value that people seem to place, one, because it's a gathering of your community, and the other one, because it is that opportunity to basically put on display, but also to be a little bit competitive about it, about all the things that happen in your region.
That's exactly right, and I think it'll be a shame the day any sort of show society folds up. It's a wonderful opportunity for the collection of the community to advertise and show their wares and abilities and the nature of the district in a public fashion. And we always look forward to city support. If it does nothing else, hopefully it bridges the gap between the city and the country.
Chance to show what you can do. I guess a little bit like the sign. I have to ask you, you talk about it as a sign. There are other people who might talk about it as a bit of artistry. They might get various descriptions. Do you just think of it as a sign or as a bit of a work of art?
I suppose it is. You're quite right. Philosophically, it's a work of art. But you know, I have to say I'm a fairly pragmatic sort of a bloke. And I do just regard it as a sign for the purpose for which it was put up.